Hi, is John there?
This is he.
Hi, John. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that our bank had mailed out to you, looks like two weeks ago.
No, I've got my own bank, and
oh, yeah?
We
Who
have
do you...
a good relationship, and I'm real happy, and I don't need any money.
Oh, that's awesome. Who are you currently banking with?
AIM Bank.
What is it?
AIM, A-I-M. Texas Bank.
Oh, it's a Texas bank. How long have you guys been working with them?
Since about 1968.
Oh, wow. So you guys definitely have a long established relationship with them. So it sounds like, what has your experience been like with them?
Excellent. All I have to do is call. I need some money, and it's in my account. So then I come by and sign the papers. So you can't beat that.
No, no, you can't. Do they satisfy all of your business needs and wants then?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Do you just have like a line of credit with them or business loans or both?
I don't have any business loans with them at this time. Everything's paid off. I'm in good financial condition right now.
Okay, and you don't have a line of credit either?
No, I don't. I don't want to, you know, I'm 71 years old and I'm not going to get in debt for anything.
No, that's smart. That's smart. Sounds like business is doing pretty well over there.
Doing real good for us. The oil field business isn't good, but our business is thriving.
That's good. How are sales this year?
Ma'am?
Yeah?
What'd you say?
Oh, how are sales this year?
Jail?
Sales.
Great. We had a slow month and a half, mm-hmm. hardly anything coming in, and then all of a sudden we're covered up.
Oh, nice. Is it usually like that? Like there's a busy time of the year, it's seasonal?
It is. It's kind of seasonal. We build a lot of furniture for Christmas. That's, you know, we take orders for that, and that's what we're doing right now is getting our stuff built for our customers.
Okay, that makes sense. How do you guys prepare for the busy season?
Oh, we really don't.
Oh, you don't?
Nah, we take off all we can in the summer when it's nice and then work our butts off till December.
Nice. Do you guys do like any like specific type of marketing, like media, print, digital?
No, we don't want to do that.
Oh, why not?
We've already got too much business.
Oh, are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
No.
Okay.
Not any different.
How long have you guys been in business for?
Right here since 08.
Oh, since 08?
Yeah.
How long have you been in the industry?
Oh, actually, I'm a retired accountant.
Oh.
I just started the business in 08. We've got rental property and stuff like that I've dealt with before. I retired in 08.
Wow, so did it start out as like a hobby?
It was. Now it turned into a business.
That's awesome. are you guys mostly like business to consumer?
Well, we do some direct consumer. We take orders for specialty, high-quality wooden furniture.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys, like, refinish and refurbish it, too, right?
We do that, too. We've got a guy that does all of that.
But you also, like, make them custom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I like to do.
That's awesome. Yep. How does that process start? Does someone just come to you and say, like, I want a chair, and then you just help them design it?
Yeah, get us, you know, let them, we sketch something out, and yeah, that's what I want, and then they pick the material, of course, and we've got pictures they can look at.
Okay, that's awesome. It sounds like sales are going pretty well this year, and you guys are kind of moving into your busy season. You don't really do any marketing right now because you just have too much business at the moment. Do you need to hire, like, additional personnel to keep up with the business that's flowing?
No, we just extend our hours and That way we don't have to lay anyone off.
Oh, when it gets slow, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So are you guys, like, do you have plans for any future growth at all? Or are you looking to just kind of sustain where you're at?
21 years old.
Okay, that makes sense. So would you say, like, there's, like, a typical time of year you guys evaluate, like, your equipment or capital needs at all?
Not really. If we need a piece of... We use mostly hand tools, hand planes, chisels, files, stuff like that, like they used in the 1700s,
1800s. Wow, so it's... How much does, like, one of your pieces normally go for? I mean, if it's all hand, like, made, it must be really expensive, right?
Yeah, they're expensive. Some people think they're expensive, but, yeah, let's say, what did I just finish? Oh, yeah, I just finished a potting bench here, a fancy one with drawers and out of solid oak. Sold it for $800.
And how long did that take you to make?
About 3 days.
That's it? Three days? Wow, that's fast. I was thinking like two or 3 weeks.
No, some of the stuff takes longer, but, you know, on a table, we can build a coffee table for $550. A nice one. And that takes a couple of days.
And then, so the total cost for you is $550?
That's what we charge.
Oh, that's what you charge.
Our cost is probably, not counting labor, probably out of walnut, $50, $75. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, $200 labor. So.
So it sounds like you guys are making some good profits.
We do on some,
If we could unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, what could you do with it?
I just wouldn't. You know, I retired with a pretty good nest egg.
Okay.
And I just don't want any.
That makes sense. So could a new piece of equipment generate further revenue for the business?
No.
No, so nothing on your wish list right now?
Not a thing.
As an accountant, though, do you ever take advantage of Section 179 for your business?
Oh, goodness, yes. whenever we buy anything, but the most expensive piece we've got, equipment we've got in the shop is about $3,000.
Okay, so you guys are not working with anything too crazy.
Oh, gosh, no. Like I said, mostly hand tools, and they're antique hand tools.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, it sounds like everything is going pretty good for you right now. You guys aren't really looking to grow, but you have a lot of business. You're kind of moving into the busy season. If you do find that, you know, things get a little hectic, you need to bring on any additional workers or need additional capital, we could definitely help you out there with one of our working capital programs. Is the best email to send you a follow-up, thehorstwoodworking@gmail.com?
That's it.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email with just a little bit further information about us, and I'll probably follow back up with you a few times a year just to see how things are going. And then, if there's something that comes up, you know, you need to hire someone or just things get really hectic at the busy season, we'll be there.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. It was good talking to you, John.
Good talking to you.
Have a good one. Bye.